The Colorado Rockies were in Arizona. The Denver Broncos, only hours before, had beaten the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. To a man, athletes from both teams remember exactly where they were when they heard the news on the morning of September 11th, 2001.
Todd Jones.
My wife called me at the hotel, said that they just drove an airplane through a building, and I happened to turn it on as the second one hit, and then as they fell, really, you couldn't believe it.
Kenoy Kennedy.
They was at the airport, you know, and for some reason they was trying to get in touch with him, and they couldn't, you know, and they called me. It was like, could you come get us, you know, because a plane has flew into some of the buildings in New York, and they shut the airports down, and I was like, man, come on, quit playing, you know. And then turned the TV on, and it was true. So, I mean, that was a big shock to me.
Rockies broadcaster Jeff Kingery.
Well, it was strange. My wife called me from Denver, and she said, do you have the TV on? And I said, no, what's going on? And she said, you're not going to believe what's going on. Turn it on. And that was exactly the word. I didn't believe what was going on. I heard a lot of people say after that it happened that they thought they were watching a movie.
Ashley Lilly.
I was just shocked. I thought it was like a movie or something. I didn't believe it was actually happening. You know, I'm thinking it's like in a different country, you know. But it really hit home.
Scotty Montgomery.
Yeah, my TV been on all night. I woke up at a time where the first building was already hit, because I thought actually it was a movie or something. But when I seen the second plane hit, I started to realize that it was live. That was kind of tough for me. And just to see so many people crying in the streets and there's so much torment on people's faces was a tough time.
Although the methods of hearing the news were greatly varied, the reactions were nearly identical.
Juan Pierre.
Baseball probably was the least thing on your mind. You started thinking about who you knew in New York and you know, who were on those flights and things like that, and calling home to make sure your family okay, and because you didn't really get a grasp of it. But it was just a trying time, you know, just mentally, not knowing what was going on, and then in disbelief.
Ashley Lilly.
Well, that morning, it really didn't hit me until we got home from practice, sat down, and we got to see all the reactions from everybody in the country, and it was real sad. You know, it makes you sit back and think a little bit. Hopefully nothing like that ever happened again.
Todd Jones.
We had the 3 days off, and we sat in the hotel room as a team, and we just sit and stare at each other in amazement. I can remember how pissed guys were that, you know, somebody would do this. And, you know, if the Navy would have, or the Army would have come in and said, who wants to volunteer, I think that whole team would have went.
Sports, just like the rest of the country, came to a halt. Watching, listening, grieving, waiting. Would the games resume? And if so, when would be the right time? We'll touch on that in part two. I'm Alan Roach, Colorado's Morning News.